Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today in Israel, the skies are mostly clear with a gentle breeze, making it a pleasant day across major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Perfect weather to enjoy the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, coming in now from the Jerusalem Post, a recent Israeli strike in Syria may push the U.S. to broker a deal between Jerusalem and Damascus. Also, Walla reports earlier this hour that Hamas remains the main obstacle to improving life in the Gaza Strip. Over 2 million tons of food have been delivered since the ceasefire. Also this hour, JNS reports that Trump's economic D-Day against Iran is set to begin, described by the U.S. Treasury Secretary as the greatest financial offensive against an adversary. Separately, Axios reveals that Syria and Israel are moving to defuse tensions after an airbase bombing. Syria called the strike unjustified while Israel defended its actions. And finally, from Al Arabiya, Iran says Oman's foreign minister will visit Tehran on Tuesday as both nations consult over the Strait of Hormuz. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English posted just minutes ago that Iran will host Oman's foreign minister on Tuesday. The visit is part of ongoing consultations over the Strait of Hormuz. The Mossad, a satirical account, made a lighthearted comment just now, suggesting they hope recent events appeared accidental. Doron Kadosh shared earlier today that a Syrian soldier admitted the presence of Turkish military at an airbase attacked by Israel near Idlib, adding credibility to social media footage. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the recent Israeli strike in Syria, the Jerusalem Post reports this action could drive the U.S. to mediate discussions between Jerusalem and Damascus. Talks stalled after the Iranian-Israeli conflict, but there's hope for resumption soon. This could alter regional dynamics significantly. Turning to the situation in Gaza, according to Walla, the coordinator of government activities in the territories highlighted Hamas as a major barrier to progress. Despite the ceasefire and substantial aid deliveries, challenges persist. The ongoing blockade continues to affect daily life for Gazans. Meanwhile, JNS outlines the U.S.'s impending financial measures against Iran, dubbed as Trump's economic D-Day. These sanctions are expected to exert unprecedented pressure on Tehran. This move may further strain U.S.-Iran relations, impacting global markets and diplomatic efforts. Separately, Axios reports that Israel and Syria are taking steps to ease recent tensions. This follows the bombing of a Syrian airbase, which both sides have addressed differently. Such diplomatic moves may stabilize the region if successful. Finally, Al Arabiya notes Oman's diplomatic engagement with Iran. The upcoming visit is part of broader talks related to the crucial Strait of Hormuz. This could have implications for international shipping and energy supplies. Turning to business and markets. First, from tech, Azrieli Group's performance has been affected by a slowdown in its data center operations. The company anticipates renewed growth despite current challenges. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reports MK Vladimir Blyak's firm's stance against including the ultra-Orthodox parties in a future government, hinting at potential political instability. And finally, Globes announces Electra's win of the Road 5 Fast Lane tender. This project will improve transportation infrastructure between major Israeli interchanges. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.